Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This thing right here is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life. Check it out.
3 o'clock hour of Hockman and Crowder is sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul, there's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Hockman and Crowder simulcast is underway. I'm very excited. Can't wait to hear these Don Bailey Jr. calls. We have a loaded potato for the next 3 hours.
A texter brings up a good point that we always say, oh, this was the best DBJ line ever, the best ever. That's hyperbole. Somebody just brought up you need oxygen and you need water.
We gave that to DBJ?
Yes, there are some great ones from years ago. 2-3 years ago, there are awesome ones that we lost in the transfer and all that crap.
I think we probably have them all somewhere. There's probably 5 seasons worth of DBJ calls, maybe even more than that, now that I'm thinking about it.
He's got some great ones. Yes.
In fact, if we have time today, and I don't know if we will, we could revisit some of the funnier ones. Our old executive producer, Eric Valero, made what I think is one of the funniest radio segments unintentionally using Don Bailey Jr. calls.
The 2 Chainz.
Yeah.
That was funny.
I mean, honestly, it's one of the funniest radio segments you'll ever hear. Totally unintentional.
He didn't know how to edit a song.
Do you remember that old song? What was that girl's name? She thought she had created a banger, and then it just became a meme for the worst song ever. Do you know which song I'm talking about, Solana?
Rebecca Black.
What?
Eric Valero was our own Rebecca Black. Her dad, she was like a 16, 17-year-old girl. Her dad was like either a record producer or a wealthy guy. And so he paid a whole bunch of money to have a hit song, you know, hit song produced for her. And they literally thought this was a banger. And it became like this viral sensation as to just how bad the song was, right? Because it was It's Friday. Like, it was going to be a weekend anthem, right? It was just terrible. But I think Valero became Rebecca Black. Now I'm going to have to audible and not even play Cheers too. See, I told you, you got to hold me to what we're supposed to do here. All right, let's do the Don Bailey Jr. calls. Actually, let's do headlines so we get headlines out of the way, because this is always a train wreck. And then we'll get it out of the way, and we'll get into the funny stuff with Don Bailey Jr. So here's headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought, by the way, way to really bring me in there, Hawk, with this is going to be a train wreck.
Sorry, buddy. At the 2 o'clock hour, prove me right. Now, had you done a great headlines at the 2 o'clock hour, I would not have introduced it that way. What I'm trying to do is downplay expectations here.
Fair. Headlines are brought to you by Geico.
His headline, his local headline at 2 o'clock, the start of our show, was there's a cocaine and meth problem maybe in the NHL. But that was it. There was no backstory. I don't know what you were thinking that was your lead headline.
Shock value.
but there was the only thing shocking about it was a terrible story. It made zero sense in our headlines. But go ahead. Redeem yourself here, Peronis.
Canes Hoops fell in their opening game last night, 87-74 to Louisville. They were ranked 5th in the nation. They'll host FAU on Friday back at the Watsco Center at 7 p.m.
Yeah, we were there for the game. Had a great game. It was a lot of fun to talk about a little bit later.
The Heat fall to 5-2 after a 109-89 abysmal loss in Denver yesterday.
But they're allowed one of those, right? I mean, you're not you don't give that much more credence than it deserves, do you?
I don't. Heat Twitter is like losing their bleep But there is one area of concern that Jokic was out for most of the game in foul trouble, and you still struggled against
but
that
you,
team.
I mean, like...
Like, Mason Plumlee outplayed Bam Adebayo.
But it honestly would be Rockets fans if the Rockets had started 5-1 that game Sunday night in Miami. Like, you know, you don't overreact. You're gonna throw up some clunkers. Dallas lost to the Jets. Right? But, I mean, you're going to have some games that are clunkers.
But a butt-whooping? They were down by 30 for a lot of the game, Hawk. Like, it was a butt-whooping.
Right. And you're going to be on the receiving end of those. In an 82-game season, you're going to be on the receiving end of those.
And in Denver, like, the climate or the altitude of the stadium.
Hard to
hey,
breathe.
Man, is Jokic carrying another human with him? Did he not get huge from last year?
He's fat.
I was going to say, like, am I crazy or did he gain 40 pounds?
It's huge.
He gained a lot of weight.
That Joker's big, boy. And his big ass can move, but
he can move, but he gained a lot of weight.
Yeah. The Florida Panthers will host Washington tomorrow night at the BB&T Center. That's at 7 p.m. Also tomorrow night, Thursday Night Football, it's the Chargers in Oakland. The Raiders are +1 at home.
All right. And anything else there, Solana?
Yeah, guys. The College Football Playoff rankings, the first edition, were released. Clemson not in the top four despite being undefeated and, of course, defending national champions last season.
Clemson.
Yeah.
What'd I say?
Clemson.
You say Clemson.
Finally, actress Emma Watson says she isn't single but instead wants to be called self-partnered as she approaches her 30th birthday.
I have been self-partnering for years.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, my entire adolescence was self-partnering.
The shower with the conditioner.
What's he talking about? Huh? You got weather there, Solana?
Weather's brought to you by...
What's it? Self-partnering.
Self-partnered. She loves
Why
herself.
Why do famous people think they can come out and say dumb stuff and hope we can?
Well, here's the problem. I don't care. He put it in the damn headlines. What do I care what Emma Watson wants to be called? Like, I don't even know who Emma Watson is.
I just find Stop. Rebecca Black.
I don't know Stop. Who Emma Watson is. I don't.
She looks like
Emma,
Stewie.
You know Emma Watson.
I don't. I know Holmes and Watson.
Harry Potter.
Never saw it. I never saw it.
He's a grown-up. That's
she's in
that's
Beauty. She's in Beauty and the Beast.
Never saw
the
it.
The remake.
Never saw it. I'm telling you, I do not know Emma Watson if she was making me a coffee in the kitchen here. I don't know Emma Watson.
She's real trappy, heavy with the traps.
Oh, the trapezoid?
Yeah. She does a lot of shrugs. I didn't know if I found this picture.
That's insulting to you that I don't know Emma Watson?
I mean, it's Emma Watson.
Well, you knew Rebecca Black.
Right, like Rebecca Black, I understand. She was just like a fad for 2 or 3 years, was viral, made fun of her, whatever.
Emma Watson is she's
Not
even on the Mount Rushmore of Watsons.
She's an
I'm not even kidding you. I'm just doing this off the top of my head. You got Holmes and Watson. You got Tom Watson, one of the greatest professional golfers of all time.
Yeah.
Earl Watson.
Who's that?
Isn't that the dude Joy Taylor's dating?
That's his name?
Is it Earl Watson?
I think she's married, so I hope she's not dating anybody.
Well, no, I don't think she is anymore. I think
No. She's got married. She got remarried. She got
Earl Watson. Big-ass
ring on. She's married to Earl Watson. Big-ass ring.
Yeah, Earl Watson. He's on the Mount Rushmore of Watsons. And
hope she got insurance on
Watson,
that ring.
Watson.
You can get umbrella
on. She's got a big ring?
Oh, man, a stupid big ring. So I see it every time she's on TV. When she moves around, you can't miss it.
Who'd be the other Watson?
Like it's like a diamond off of Titanic. It's gigantic.
I think Emma fits there.
I don't think so.
I got Earl over Emma.
Anything else? You got weather or whatever?
Yeah, weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in Miami, it is partly cloudy, 84 degrees. Tonight, sunset is at 5:36 p.m.
Isn't there a Ben Watson?
Yeah, he's tight end from Georgia.
Yeah, there you go. I just gave you your four.
Got you. Bingo.
Win a brand new $45,000.
Did we have a run-in with Ben Watson?
When?
In Vegas.
And yeah, what? I think I vaguely remember something with Ben Watson.
I remember being drunk and then you cursing out. Was it Ben Watson?
That wasn't Ben Watson.
No, wasn't.
That was Marquise somebody that walked up and stole my damn money. Yes. What was his
Who
name?
Who was that?
The receiver from Jacksonville, number 11. Because he had the 11 diamond chain on. He walked up and stole my damn $3,000.
Marquise. What?
Daniels? Bro. Marquise Daniels? That sounds right.
What was it?
Saints. He was number
11. Was he with New Orleans?
No. He was with the Jaguars.
Oh, we Jaguars. Yeah.
You end up sending me a picture of him, and I went up. I wrote cuss words all
Marquise
over.
Marquise Lee.
Sitting at a table.
We spent the next 2 days in Vegas searching for Marquise Lee.
I wouldn't have hit him physically. I would have thrown something at him, though. I'd have messed up his outfit. I'd have spilled the drink on him. I promise. If we had seen Marquise Lee the rest of that weekend, he would have had a drink spilled on him.
Anyway, that's the fourth on the Mount Rushmore of Watsons, Marquise Lee.
You forgot.
What else you got?
You forgot Deshaun Watson.
Oh, Deshaun Watson. There you go. Yeah, there's no way Emma Watson goes up there.
Debatable. Win a brand new $45,000 Mercedes-Benz at Hialeah Park Casino. Get free entries every Saturday and earn more entries playing slots every day.
Oh, my God. Randy Watson. Don't you dare argue. Randy Watson.
Now through November 30th, grand prize Mercedes giveaway, Saturday, November 30th.
Randy.
Jackson Heights zone.
Randy Watson.
Thank you. Y'all so beautiful. Look at yourself.
All right. Let's do the Don Bailey Jr. calls here. hold on. I got to check and see what Leroy Horde is texting me. Bubba Watson. He's a golfer. Leroy Horde's a golfer. But I said Tom Watson. Leroy.
Oh, okay.
Like Tom Watson, I think. Is Tom Watson a more famous golfer than Bubba Watson?
Nah, it's Bubba.
Are you sure? I'm talking about all time.
I know Bubba.
I've never heard of Tom.
No, so I understand that, Bubba. But I think Tom might be Tom Watson might be a more decorated golfer. Let's see here. This is very important.
No, a tie for second in PGA Championship.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I think Tom Watson might be a more successful golfer than Bubba Watson. We'll get to the bottom of that by 6 o'clock. You bet your bottom dollar.
There's a list of the most famous Watsons. You should Google that.
Okay, I'll do so.
I don't think I'll be invited in Tom Watson's house now looking at it. You can sit on the porch. I'll bring your plate.
Okay, let's do the Don Bailey Jr. call. So because John Witherspoon had passed away last week, we gave Don Bailey Jr. some famous John Witherspoon lines to work into the Hurricanes broadcast on Saturday. And he did two of them. Now, Crowder and I have not heard them. We've only heard what Solana has told all of us, that they were good. So let me look here. Do you have what we gave him, the actual line, the coordinate line? What is this from? Boomerang? What's coordinate? Coordinate's boomerang, right? Isn't it? Can you play that line that we gave him?
Well, the secret is you got to coordinate.
Uh-huh.
Most people don't coordinate. So you got to coordinate.
Yeah, classic line. Because most people got to coordinate. Let's hear how this worked in the broadcast on Saturday.
From the six, Williams turns, gives left side, 3, 2, 1. Busting into the end zone, standing up, DJ Dallas. Touchdown, Miami. 3:58 to go in the second quarter. It's a 6-yard touchdown for DJ Dallas, a pot of gold for Dallas, 13-3 Miami.
Boom, boom, boom. Your Miami Hurricanes march the field and put a touchdown on those Florida State Seminoles. And sometimes, Joe, the secret is you got to coordinate. See, you got to coordinate like Dan Enos is doing.
That's great. And then gave the little reference to the offensive coordinator. You've got to coordinate like Dan Enos is doing. That's excellent job by DBJ. Play that little clip there.
And sometimes, Joe, the secret is you got to coordinate. See, you got to coordinate.
Randy Watson. Should we give him that one for Saturday?
Yeah, I like it. We got
Randy
some good ones, though.
Watson. Yeah, we do. Okay, and then here's the second one that he worked in. So we gave him the line from Hollywood Shuffle. If you remember this movie, a lot of people haven't seen it, but Hollywood Shuffle is a genius movie by Robert Townsend. Did Robert Townsend die?
Media man can't die.
Is that stuck in my head for some reason, or did I just make that up? A weird segment that we're
putting
together
here. Seems
like
he's young, but I don't know.
Robert Townsend. Hollywood Shuffle is a movie worth seeing if you have not seen it.
Nah, he's alive.
All right, thank God.
You tried to kill him, man.
Woo! Hank.
62 years
Hank
old.
Thank God. All right. So Hollywood Shuffle, there's the great scene. You know, Robert Townsend's out. He's got the job at the hot dog stand, and John Witherspoon's the owner, and it's called Winky Dinky Dogs, and then he's working on Winky Dinky Hoe Cakes because Ho's got to eat too. Have you ever seen Hollywood Shuffle?
I haven't, but we should play, Hawk, here, both of the lines that we gave him from this movie. So both Hot Dog Stand and Winky Dinky Dog.
Okay, so play the two lines that we gave DBJ.
This is not your average hot dog stand. You know what this is? This is Winky Dinky Dog.
Great line.
Say it with me. Come on. Winky Dinky Dog. Winky Dinky Dog. Yeah. Woo.
It's such a great scene. John Witherspoon, like, Robert Townsend wants to leave and, you know, go be an actor, and he needs to take time off because he's got acting auditions or whatever, and John Witherspoon's the owner, and he's giving him a, no, this is serious business. Say it with me. Winky Dinky Dog. Winky Dinky Dog. All right, so you're saying that DBJ and Joe Zagacki got together and made radio magic?
Yep.
All right, this is during a very big Miami FSU game on Saturday. Let's hear how it played out.
Williams brings him up, windmills his arms a few times, sends Mark Pope wide to the right, turns, play fakes, looking deep, lets it fly for Wiggins, got him at the 15, at the 10, at the 5, touchdown, Miami! 10 Miami, 55 touchdown yards.
That'll turn off the chop. What a play, what a pocket, what a throw, what a catch, and what a game.
Jaren Williams just gave us Miami Hurricanes magic. The extra point is good. Miami 24, Florida State 10.
This is not your average hot dog stand. This is a Winky Dinky Dog. Joe, say it with me now. Winky, winky Dinky, dinky dog. Dog.
Winky, winky Dinky, dinky Dog.
I think you might be right. I think that might be the greatest one ever. That was, you know, I was sitting through a slow movie, and I was like, huh. I heard good things about this movie, and I don't know if I'm seeing it. And then the end came, and I was like, oh, my God, the greatest movie of all time.
It was.
That was unbelievable.
Oh, boy.
Because DBJ has no idea about the line, obviously, because he's like, it's a Winky Dinky Dog. Joe, say it with me. And then so just do that part.
This is not your average hot dog stand. This is a Winky Dinky Dog. Joe, say it with me now. Winky, winky Dinky, dinky dog. Dog.
Winky, winky dinky, dinky Dog.
Oh, my God. That is unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
Text, that made John Witherspoon happy.
Text that, you know?
He's smiling.
I mean, we got to get that to his family.
He is smiling.
Text actually, Joe Zagacki, whatever he wants. I'll buy him an air fryer, whatever
son,
he wants.
His son's on Twitter tweeting out pictures of his dad throughout the years. We should send it
to
him.
Oh, you got to tweet that sound to him, Solana, that the Hurricanes broadcasters paid homage to his dad with that. That is unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
That was good.
All right, I promised you cheers too in the next segment, but we're not going to do it. I have other stuff to get to, but we're going to get to it. I promise. We'll do I'll do a giveaway though in the next segment. In the next segment, someone will win. In honor of the Hurricanes highlights that we just played, someone will win a $50 gift certificate for Caneswear in Davie.
That's good.
Say it with me. Caneswear in Davie. Caneswear in Davie.
That's an okay ring.
Winky Dinky Dog. That is just brilliant.
Get to Winky Dinky Dog in your Chevy. And if you need a Chevy, get to Loop Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Holla at my homeboy, Eric Nunez. He has an amazing dealership down there at 441, just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. It is awesome. Those Chevys y'all have been staring at on the road, go get you one. Stop breaking your neck trying to look at other people's Chevys. Get you an award-winning Chevrolet. And Loop Back Road will save you thousands over any dealer, not in the city, not in the area, not in the state, but in the nation. Other dealers bring their loved ones and spouses to Eric because he can hook you up better than they can hook themselves up. And Lou Back Road is also your Silverado headquarters. Pickup truck gals and guys, y'all have to check out the Silverados. They are awesome. You got to find new roads, but don't overpay. Get incredible deals every single day at Lou Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. And you have to see this dealership, what it's supposed to look like, what it's supposed to be run like. The sales team wins awards. The service department wins awards. You know those Chevys win awards. Just go down there to 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and check it out. You will love it, and you will leave in a beautiful Chevy. 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Lou Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, we will give away $50 at Caneswear in Davie sometime in the next segment of Hockman and Crowder. It's a Mustang. 3 o'clock hour of Hockman and Crowder is sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. I am just delighted from the last segment on the calls from DBJ. That really, you did not oversell that, Solana. That is, like, the ending on that is so delightful because Joe Zagacki is such a willing participant of it. Like, he's not even begrudgingly saying winky dinky dog, but he's having the time of his life because they're kicking the snot out of Florida State.
Yes.
So Joe is just ready to go.
Yes. Now, we broke Joe down, though.
Oh, he loves this.
He loves it. And then even yesterday, we were messing around with all the people down in Coral Gables, and Joe's there, and he's the, you know, 560 plug. And we broke him down, man. Well, you know what? We've been great for Joe's life.
We have been great for Joe Zagacki's life.
We might have added 30 years to his life.
Another thing that could be good for your life, All-American Roofing. You turn on the news, it's weather this and weather that. I think there's a cold front coming. Is there a cold front coming, weather guy?
Best what? Weather guy ever.
I stumped you with a very basic weather question. Anyway, the rain, the hurricane season. We're in the final month of hurricane season this year. But look, if you've got roof issues or think roof issues might be cropping up soon, you really need to think of my friends at All American Roofing. If you've noticed a roof leak or some discoloration on the ceiling somewhere in your house and you're... you've been, you know, rolling the dice on it, you're tired of doing that, and you don't want to roll the dice on your roof. All American Roofing is the way to go. They've been in service for almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors. They're always available to provide the best in customer service. It's everything. They've got emergency services available 7 days a week. They can get you a repair estimate for free. You need a brand new roof, they'll handle that as well. And All American Roofing, they use Y-Green financing if you need home improvement financing. Y-Green makes it easy and affordable to finance the home improvements you want, providing increased security, savings, and comfort for you and your family, because your home, quite likely your most precious investment. So Y-Green takes a more personal and inclusive approach to home improvements financing for energy efficiency upgrades and climate resiliency. You can call All American Roofing today, 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF, or check them out online at allamericanroof.com. Can we listen to it one more time, Solana? This is Don Bailey. I want to hear the whole call, like the lead up to it, because it really has a great payoff. FSU, Miami, and Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., they're going to pay homage to the recently departed John Witherspoon with a line from Hollywood Shuffle. Here it is.
Williams brings him up, windmills his arms a few times, sends Mark Pope wide to the right, turns, play fakes, looking deep, lets it fly for Wiggins, got him, at the 15, at the 10, at the 5, touchdown, Miami! 55-yard touchdown pass, a heavenly throw from Williams, right on the money! 23-10 Miami, 55 touchdown yards.
That'll turn off the chop. What a play, what a pocket, what a throw, what a catch, and what a game.
Jaren Williams just gave us Miami Hurricanes magic. The extra point is good. Miami 24, Florida State 10.
This is not your average hot dog stand. This is a Winky Dinky Dog. Joe, say it with me now. Winky Dinky Dog.
Winky Dinky Dog.
It is so good. Play the clip from Hollywood Shuffle just so people can hear how right on that is by the end of that call. Do you have that?
Bobby, say it with me. Come on. Winky Dinky Dog. Winky Dinky Dog. Yeah. Woo.
Let that be an assignment for you. If you've never seen Hollywood Shuffle, watch Hollywood Shuffle. It happens to be a really well-done movie. That's from the 80s, maybe? Hollywood Shuffle?
Oh, yeah, way back.
Yeah, I mean, that's a...
I didn't watch it fresh off the,
right.
the press.
Like, I remember when it came out.
Oh, yeah, I was well into my teens before I was allowed to watch movies like that.
There's another movie that is celebrating its anniversary today. On this day in 1987, the movie Less Than Zero was released in theaters. You ever see that?
Seems like a low self-esteem movie.
Robert Downey Jr. Well, it's a book. There's a book called Less Than Zero. It's like a whole thing. Is it Bret Easton Ellis that wrote Less Than Zero?
You're asking me?
You didn't even know if there's a cold front coming. You're our weather guy. Is Less Than Zero Bret Easton Ellis? Anybody?
You're asking Less me than... about 1970 books?
I don't know. Less Than Zero. Anybody know? Yeah, Bret Easton Ellis. So it was published in 1985, and then the movie came out in 87. That's a great movie. James Spader in that movie. It might be. There's like a Mount Rushmore of James Spader roles. Did you watch The Office? You remember when he was Robert California?
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, my God. Like, that was one of the greater television characters because it was so out of nowhere. I love The Office. That James Spader, Robert California character was unbelievable.
I loved him because he was in Boston Legal as well.
Right. So he's a long acting career because he was in a whole bunch of teen movies. You know, when I was growing up, he was always like Pretty in Pink, just a terrible role. But Less Than Zero is one of the best James Spader roles of all time. And I know you've seen Sex, Lies, and Videotape.
Oh, yeah.
He's the dude.
No. I don't know his name. I pulled him up. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Because he's got, it'd be tough to make a Mount Rushmore of James Spader roles just because he's had so many varied roles. But I'm telling you, James Spader as Robert California in The Office, you didn't see that coming, right? Like, we've all worked for a boss like that, I think.
He also saved that entire season because remember Will Ferrell was in it?
Yes.
It didn't work.
Did not work.
Right. Like, they brought in a couple people that just didn't work, and he really saved that entire season.
He got a hell of a little run, though.
Who, James Spader?
Man, started in 78 in movies, started in 83 in television, and been going till now. He's currently doing Blacklist.
Blacklist, which is a very popular TV show.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, James Spader. Anyway, Less Than Zero, released on this day in 1987. Great movie. Okay, we'll do Cheers 2 in the next segment. Next segment, Cheers 2. We're going to get... Oh, I didn't give away the Caneswear gift card. Let's give away a $50 gift certificate for Caneswear in Davie, the spot where Miami fans shop. And I was wearing that shirt yesterday. We were on campus, and I was wearing that shirt with the big U on that.
Yeah.
That's a shirt that I bought at Caneswear the week before. Caneswear has... Canes gear, they've got Dolphins gear, they've got Panthers gear, they've got it all.
All the shirts I wear on the post-game show,
those
are Canes.
Yeah, Caneswear, it's on University Drive in Davie. Love that store. You can check out their website. It's caneswear.com. What caller number do you want? Oh, I did this wrong again, though. We're going to play Cheers, too, and all the phone lines are going to be lit up for Caneswear. Maybe we'll do Cheers, too, at 4 o'clock. I don't know.
I got a good one.
What number line do you want the winner to be?
Can't do it at 4 because we have weather at 4. So.
Yeah, and we got that cold front to worry about.
Let's do 6 because the Canes are going to pick up their 6th win this weekend.
All right. The phone number is 786-360-0790. 786. Six wins to become bowl eligible.
Six every time.
786-360-0790. Whoever ends up on line 6 is going to get $50 at Caneswear in Davie, the spot where Miami fans shop.
I understand.
Yeah, very aware.
That 666
very
stuff.
Very aware. Okay.
Fellas, if you have any form of ED or Peyronie's, don't stress about it. Don't be embarrassed. I'm going to tell you a secret. Most men get it at some point. But now you can do something about it. That's what you should do. Imagine waking up to the new you. Confidence is back. Your sex life is back. That's exactly what our friends at Advantage Medical Partners are here for. They're experts in the field. They figure out what causes the ED. They don't just throw pills at you. They figure out what causes the ED and treat the source of your issue to get the results that last, not one night, not one week, the results that last. They use powerful and effective acoustic wave technology and testosterone therapies to get the job done right, safely, and effectively. There's no needles, no surgery, no nonsense. Fixing ED is simple and affordable, so why would you live with it? Call before Thursday, and we're going to hook you up with 20% off. 20% off any service right now if you call Advantage Medical Partners before Thursday. 888-55-FIX-ED. That's 888-55-FIX-ED. Get this fixed today. Don't sit around and ignore it. Get it fixed. 888-55-FIX-ED. No needles, no surgery, no nonsense. Just give them a call. 888-55-FIX-ED or go to the website advantagemedicalpartners.com and get that 20% off of any service right now.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. You know that there are lies. 3 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Oh, getting stuffier. Thought I was over this illness. I'm getting more stuffy.
Got a bag of medicine over there.
I know. Got my baggie of pharmaceuticals. That used to mean something else to you in college, huh?
It sure did.
Baggie of pharmaceuticals. I got in here.
You got any color in there, the little zippy?
What do you mean?
Is that a clear zippy bag?
Yeah.
That's the cheap ones.
What do you mean?
The Ziploc got the blue and the yellow to make green. You get the clear on clear. That's the cheap ones.
He's right on this one.
I know.
Right.
I know.
What do you mean? When you clasp them?
No, like the top has to have like the blue lining and the red lining because that's the one that closes properly.
That's the one that closes. And the colors combined, you know it's closed. You get the 79-cent Ziploc
bags. Because I'm a man. I can close it without having a color cord. What do you wear, Granimals too? Figure out if the top and bottom match.
See, you got to coordinate. See, that's your problem.
Got my nose spray.
Yeah, nobody uses that.
Yeah, and I got the Dayquil. I have one Ricola.
Ricola? And, they still make Ricolas?
Carrie Ann gave it to me, so don't.
Oh, never mind. Never mind, Carrie Ann. I love me a good old Ricola. Carrie Ann. Boss lady.
I got some eye drops because I had the LASIK.
You got your EpiPen too?
This is what happens. I turned 50 this month. This is what happens. I was walking around the radio station, Earl, over in Continuity. He goes, anything wrong with your foot? You're limping. I go, yeah, I was sitting down for a couple minutes. Now it takes me a couple minutes to limp out the... What's the sign of a Liz Frank? Like, would it be constant pain or?
Yeah, like you can't walk, the midfoot sprain, like muscles tear in your midfoot. You don't have a Liz Frank.
You sure?
Might have diabetes, though.
Because I've got very high tolerance for pain. You sure I don't have a Liz Frank?
How do you know you're high tolerance for pain?
Oh, I know, man.
What have you heard?
I know.
When's the last time you were seriously injured?
Seriously injured? Like in pain? The kidney stone. Remember that kidney stone?
Oh, yeah.
I was giving birth, man.
You didn't seem like you dealt with that too well.
What are you talking about? I was curled up in the fetal position on the floor of my shower with my wife standing over me with a phone talking to the doctor.
That's high pain tolerance?
I thought...
I didn't know if you were going to tell the true story or if you were going to be tough now.
I think Dr. Chuck has a saved voicemail from me. Hey. I'm like, hey. But if he plays that, I've got a saved voicemail from you that I will.
No, listen,
I can mitigate any damage. That's all I'm saying. I can mitigate any damage.
But that's, you know, it's a weakness of mine, and you took advantage of me.
I took advantage.
Yes, you took advantage of me.
Oh my goodness.
He tried to make me. I had to bring out emotion.
If you want to text us, 67974 on the text machine. Text on Hockman and Crowder, driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, the all-new Toyotas are clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. Jen Figueroa was walking by the window, and she's waving, and I just waved her in here for 1 second. I don't even want to put her on the microphone. I just want to boo her. Boo!
Boo. Do shit like that.
Boo. She walked in with some swag. She's like, wow, I'm being called into the studio. They must need something good. Boo. Jen Figueroa, J-Fig, a novice gambler at best. 2 weeks I have tried to do what I think is, I mean, it never fails. You get a novice gambler. Mm-hmm. They stand up at the craps table. They'll roll for 45 minutes. Get them at the roulette wheel. They'll pick the number. It's Marquise Lee.
Slap Marquise.
So go ahead. Go to that microphone real quick, Jen. So last week, she had an awful first week. We had no Rob Pizzola a couple weeks ago, our professional sports handicapper. And so we brought in Jen Figueroa, J-Fig, to pick games. And what'd you go, like 2-5, something like that? It was really bad,
right?
It
was something like that. But, you know, I think that this is just like reverse psychology type thing. So whatever I pick is really not what I want. So I'm trying to help out the teams here.
You should tell us that.
Here's the thing.
We're betting real money.
There's only one team, and it's money. There's only one team, and it's money. So so last week we said, you know what, redo. She's got to be able to do the novice trick, which is luck into, you know, a 3-0, 4-0 week. And she went 1-2. She had the Hurricanes plus 3. That was a winner. They won outright. But she had the Jets giving the points against the Dolphins, and she had the Florida Gators getting 6, and so she lost both those.
Yeah,
so,
it was sad when I was watching those games. I was awaiting your texts.
Can you, because I expect greatness on this show, as evidenced by my weatherman. Is there a cold front coming? Huh? What?
I don't know.
There's one happening right now as we speak.
A cold front?
Yeah.
There you go. Can we have J-Fig maybe do the weather every hour? Because you seem to be whiffing on it.
I'm
Is there
down.
A cold front coming in?
Absolutely not.
Oh, there's not? Oh.
I don't know. I haven't stepped outside.
Okay.
So.
I got to put sheets on my bushes.
Lee Sterling. Sounds like a personal problem. Lee Sterling, who is a professional sports handicapper, went 3-4 this week, which, based on the past 2 weeks, is a huge improvement for him.
That's
but
sad.
He still had a losing week. Lee Sterling went 3-4, and our own Jen Figueroa went 1-2. So maybe tomorrow or Friday we'll bring you in for some picks.
Again?
She's got to turn it
don't
around
act like
at
you
some
don't feel
point.
Happy seeing me here.
No,
she's
got to
turn it around at some point.
Great coworker, but I'm not putting no more money on Jen.
Yeah, no,
just
no, no.
Just don't do it. Just listen to me and just keep walking.
But at some point, you're going to put up the Ryan Fitzpatrick game.
You know what? It has to happen.
That's exactly what I'm expecting. All right, we'll talk to you on Thursday or Friday. And her payment is you following her on Instagram. She wants IG followers. That's currency nowadays, right? IG followers.
I mean, if I get endorsements or something like that, then
well,
it
all
is.
Starts with followers. So
Tandle's weird. Backflip in the sea.
Yeah, backflipping in the sea. It's
what is it?
It's a song line
Stand
that she
in the ocean.
She loves. She was in high school a couple years ago, and she was like a teeny bopper. Is this like an NSYNC song? I don't know what this is. Consider the sea.
Consider the sea.
Consider the sea. S-E-A. Consider the sea is her Instagram handle, and it's a Backstreet Boys song.
It's not a Backstreet Boys song. It is a song from a band that's no longer together.
Oh.
There's no point in even saying the name.
Oh, really? It's like, this hurt you. This hurt you?
It hurt me, yes.
You have posters in your room?
I used to have posters of them.
You have posters in your room now is my question.
I only have one poster up, and it's signed.
By?
You don't know them.
Well, how do
they
you know?
They play on the Shark.
Who is it?
Tonight Alive.
Tonight Alive?
Yes.
Whose signature did you get off? Ed's?
The entire band.
Oh, you got the entire, not just Ed, because a lot of people get Ed.
Ain't no damn Ed. What are you talking about?
Who were that when you were in high school, which wasn't very long ago, but who were the posters you had in your room? Be honest.
There was like a lot of people from Warped Tour.
Warped Tour?
Yeah.
So you like the alternative music?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, there you go. Jen Figueroa, ladies and gentlemen. J-Fig. She's taking your weather job. Should we ever do weather at 4 o'clock? Can you put together a weather report at 4?
Yeah, let's do it.
Can you put together a weather report
at
4?
Yeah, I'll work with Alex.
There you go. All right. weather report.
Don't work with him.
Alejandro.
Do it yourself.
Weather report from J-Fig and follow her on Instagram. Consider the sea inexplicably. Should we do Cheers 2 in the next segment?
I think we need to do Cheers 2 in the next segment.
Okay, so line it up right now. You're going to be on hold for a few minutes. I'm sorry about it. But if you want to win $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park, line it up right now, 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. We go through the phones. We take your Cheers 2. So you're giving props to someone, you know, from the week. We forgot to do it yesterday because we were busy. So, you know, from whenever. Could be friends, family, athlete, actor, Ed from Forever the World or whatever the band is that she loves. It could be anybody, and you just line it up, and then we'll pick one winner, and they'll get $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park. And we'll give our cheers to as well. Okay, so 786-360-0790. All right, let me talk about Mens.com here. Guys, it can be easy to perform your best. Easy to perform your best. I've been telling you for a while now about this. It's treating erectile dysfunction. My friends at Mens.com are making it easier than ever for men to address ED by offering generic Viagra or Cialis for a fraction of the cost. And they're now offering an additional 50% off your first month. 50% off your first month. If you're already spending hundreds, this is a huge savings. So how can they do this? Well, Mens.com took out the middleman and bought the pharmacy, delivering erectile dysfunction prescriptions conveniently and discreetly to your front door. There's no trips to your doctor, no embarrassing conversations. The Mens.com online process is remarkably quick and easy. They're even located right here in the U.S., so you don't need to worry about the meds that you're going to be getting. Look, it is easy to put off your needs, and it's easy to ignore a problem, but it's so easy to correct that problem now. You could take just 15 minutes for yourself. It's not a big deal. You go to Mens.com, enhance your performance where it counts with generic Viagra or Cialis from Mens.com, and take 50% off your first month. Treat ED easily at Mens.com, M-E-N-S, Mens.com. That's FDA approved, Mens.com. Quick break. We are coming back to play Cheers 2 next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.